Recomendada. The first one is the Song of the Bee. That's buzzing. Second one is the flute. A flute, or wind instrument. A trumpet to the sound of the wind instrument. Lo, I turned to the east and I heard the voice of God like many waters, and the trumpet blowing Gabriel's horn. The same sound current playing inside. And that's on the second level of the consciousness. Then you go inward again, and this you will hear a harp playing, string instruments playing. The sitar, the veena, they're all playing inside. When you go on, you will hear like a drum beating, every man matching to his own drum beat. Then you hear the conch, like the ocean, the roar of the ocean. Then eventually you hear a bell, follow the bell tone. Each one is involved with the bell current. Then the very first toll of pure spirit, the bell current, because it's opening up the spiritual heart, the higher mind's force. And you hear this current of the heart pulling and tolling inside. For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for you. Each one of us hearing his own spiritual angelus inside. Then, from this the bell, we go to the thunder. The sound of the thunder and the thunderbolt. That's because in Tibetan yoga, you find they always got the thunderbolt. Sons of Zebedee, sons of thunder. Your father would hear it, the current at the level of the thunder within his brain. And his children were offspring from that divine consciousness. That's why they were called sons of thunder. Their father was a very evolved man. He was evolved to the point that he could hear the vibration of a thunderbolt in his own consciousness from that particular chakra. And therefore, he was at that level. Now then you have to go beyond the thunder, into the lightning. Then you go beyond the lightning, up to the bagpipes. The bagpipes are blowing in the highlands. They don't blow in the lowlands. So when you get to the bagpipe, you're already on the road to gravitation. So you have to hear it inside. They're there and they're playing. And bagpipes have these tubes representing the octave, the eight levels of creation that plays true creation. So you know the structures of creation were divided into eight. The whole universe is music. It's playing all the time. And only in the bagpipe can you really see the radiant form of the Lord. And until you get that far in the spiritual book, you don't see nothing. You may see light, you see some geometrical form. But see the pure radiant form of the Master, the Lord. Then eventually, when you go past the bagpipe, you will see yourself in the radiant form. You and the Father are one. The Son reveals the Father. And to the Son, the Father will reveal to you. This is an experience that happens to everyone. You can believe.
And the voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise thou God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and is
ready. Right there we stop. The marriage of the Lamb has come. We've gone all the way up to the thunder, right? And the marriage of the Lamb has come. That's the Christ in man. The Christ in intelligence in man is the Lamb. The marriage of the Lamb. That means the union between the sensory nature of the body with the Christ intelligence, that yoga, that union, that yoga has occurred for the first time in the beginning. can go to the God Self unless you make contact with the radiant form of the spiritual teacher. He is the Lamb, he is the sacrifice, he is the price that is paid. He pays the price of taking one of the the life of the Guru, the birth and death of that Guru, is predetermined by the karma of the disciples. That is why he's called a Lamb. He lives in the world with you like a mirror, not punishing you, not condemning you, not criticizing you, or doing anything to you. He merely reflects back to you your ignorance when you see it, or your joyousness, or your wisdom, simply because he's a bridge to make yourself conscious of your relationship with God. He doesn't interfere with the calm of the universe either. He doesn't make any changes. He merely reminds you that there is a bond between you and the Father. So if you love him, and through that love, you are absolved of the calm that you created. So it's a two-way feedback. If you love the Guru, you're loving God. If you love God, you're loving the Guru. And if you're loving God and Guru, you're loving yourself at the same time. Marvelous deal. It's like a double poker game. Where you're the banker and you're the receiver and nobody losing. That's really where the Lamb and the marriage of the Lamb is. The union between the sensory nature and the Christ self. The locking in with the radiant form of the Master Consciousness of the Soul.
And his wife had made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linens, clean and white, for the fine linens is the righteousness of the saints.
Okay. You've been ready.
And he said,
if the right action of the disciple, which is the calm, that determines the birth and the death of the Guru, then that action is what the Guru takes on as a garment. He has no garment as a body. The Guru is Sant, Saint, means sane mind. He has no garments as a form, unless the garment is formed by the right action of the disciple. There is no wrong action in God. It's all right. No matter if you kick your brother in his face, it's all right. He's getting environmental massage. So the garment is beautiful for the Guru. He takes that all on himself. He wears it as a body. He comes in the world. He lives in the world with you. And when he passes out, he takes all the pollution of that garment. Because he works with God. That's why he said, the Christ died to save the sins of the world. Not the man Jesus. The Christ principle takes on the karma of the being in the world to work out the karma in the process of association and lifts it out of this creation into the dimension of pure spirit and pure love. Then you are released for the first time of your own karma, your own particular feedback and mental thoughts of spirit. So the greatest purpose that can happen to you is to encounter a free being, so free in themselves that they come into the world by your karmic link to them and cause their body to be spun out, and their existence and their continuance of their existence and their final retreat from their existence, all by your love with this internal karmic flow. And this is God's way to teach us that it's the way of righteousness. Suffer to be so, for this is the way of righteousness. Association goes on. That is the true marriage of the Lamb. We are spinning out this particular wonderful garment, this bridal suit for the Guru. The Guru is the Lamb. He is the spiritual sponsor at the bank of life, where you are bankrupt. because you have abused it by wrong actions and past lives. You have no way to get back to the Father. So he comes down as a sort of a collateral, a spiritual collateral to the lower creation, uncle. You know him as Satan. Not a bad guy. We didn't recognize him as Uncle Joe. He never knew wrong harm anyway. He's just trying to put you through the basis, shake you up before you take off the bone and see daddy. But somebody's gonna pay off Uncle Joe because he spent a lot of time keeping this creation going while we were busy messing it up. So our spiritual brother, the Guru of the Lamb, is the collateral required. Somebody has to vouch for you at the bank to give you credit to go back by grace. We all want to go back to the Father in spite of ourselves by grace, which is the spiritual Lamb, the sacrificial Lamb. The Guru is the sacrifice. The spiritual teacher is a sacrifice in the form. He doesn't die because he got bad karma or good karma. He doesn't come into the world simply because he wants to come into the world or have a healthy or unhealthy body or do things in the world. He is surrendering his whole life stream of the body, the mind, and the spirit, all for the disciples' growth. Because the disciples' growth spun the web for his existence. Otherwise he could not be there. He couldn't be there. It was all spun out a long time to put the association together. And that's where the love is. And if that love dies out, then all is lost. So no greater love than him who laid down his life for his fellow man. The Guru is that particular aspect of the creation that has been demonstrated over and over for the lifting up of the soul. And that's the marriage, that's the vestments. The vestments are the karma generated by the disciple in previous lives to bring that guru down, or that particular entity down, to be the focal point of pure love. Inspire you to love one another, inspire you to love yourself within yourself. Then you have love, or else you have no love. You cannot generate love if you don't have an opportunity to express it. Where will you get it from? Whose love is it? And to who will you give love to? So it's God's love that works through you to give back to God in a higher aspect of God in man. So he comes unto his own. That means God comes unto his own creation in the form of man. But man may not accept God in the human form. That's man's prerogative, that's man's free choice. But as many as received it, as many who are ready to accept this path of association, or this bond of love that flows between each other, on the human level, to them, are given the power to become sons of God. Possibilities of traveling through the eight levels of creation without being attached by the karma, or to be stuck in any one of the realms pumping for karma. Sons of God can travel from the lowest level of creation to the highest level of creation without any desired pattern pulling them. They have free access. That means they can go from depression to ecstasy. It's all right there. Just switch on and switch off. If you can make your faith hard in the morning, make something light up, you're in there. That's what God is all about. God is to lift you from the world's level into the higher level. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Rise above the worldly pull of the senses and be of cheerfulness. Feel the joy immediately going through you. Electrify yourself, live it. It's pure existence. We're looking for existentialism. There are no more greater existentialism than joyous sense of now. Would you trade it for anything else? The joyousness of now is the purest existence you can make. It's real existence for the first time, real you. It's all you. Existentialism is not atheism. Because God is. And that's reality. God actually is. That is pure substance. It exists. That it's conscious. It doesn't say it's unconscious floating around like a non-object without any direction. Yet it gives off the greatest feeling, the feeling of bliss. So, existence, consciousness, bliss, in the unity of being, so it's called Lord of the Soul, pure being. Capital S, capital E, capital L, capital F. Not capital S-E-L-F or S-E-L-F. Capital S, capital E, capital L, capital F. The vast difference from capital S-E-L-F or mere S-E-L-F. Most of us will not understand what capital E, capital S, capital E, capital L, capital F means. But we can understand S-E-L-F and capital S-E-L-F. Capital S-E-L-F is high mind. Divine mind. And S-E-L-F is little self, ego mind. With capital S, capital E, capital L, capital F. That's calling beings. There's no mind there. God is not a mind. He's a substance within itself. Spider unto itself has spin his own web from within his own tongue and walk all over it, never getting stuck. And every other creature in creation will get stuck as far as you can. That's God's fear, to be his creation and outside his creation. That's why he's pure, he is separation of all the soul. He is alone, controls the love. He alone spins out the creation by learning the love. So uncle, law of creation, he can't say it's not a bad guy. Not somebody with a pitch watch. That's just the law of resistance. That's the real scientific terminology for Satan. The innate resistance of matter to flow in order to form creation. Everything must have something to go against. If you have a smooth room, nothing will roll. You must have some kind of a friction. Something to interact. The law of opposites and polarity must interact. And this is the garment to reverse.
And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Good. See, it tells me there. That Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, worship God. The Christ self is S-E, capital S-E-L-F. Capital S-E-L-F is the Christ self. And Jesus is S-E-L-F. But God is capital S, capital E, capital L, capital F. It's the difference between Jesus Christ and God. Jesus is Joe, Adam, Mary, Henry, and so forth. The Christ in you is that capital S-E-L-F, that higher self. But not the God self yet. That higher self must bow down still to the God self, the pure divine being of God. That's why he hears the voice telling insight and revelation, which is the coming together with understanding, right? Breaking through for the first time a true understanding of how he made up, that he can now worship God as God for what God is, and not God in the form to which he originally related. Cannot use his sensory nature and identify with the high mind. High mind is still high mind, and high mind is still divine mind, and divine mind is still thing won't be God here. Because God is being, not mind.
And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in right
horse is a vehicle for motion. And the human mechanism, what is the vehicle of motion? This one psychological part of you represents the vehicle of motion. One physiological part of you that represents the vehicle of motion. It's like a workhorse. You know? I always use the word workhorse. You ever see that statement in English? Horse is supposed to be pulling and doing something, carrying you. Yeah, that's what it is. The human heart is your workhorse. You don't get no chance to rest. And the pure in heart sees what? And purity is the color of what? What color of purity represents? White. So it's a white horse. Pick up where you're living at.
And in righteousness he doth judge and make war.
Alright. Your heart has to be pure in your physical body. And the heart of the spirit is located between the eyebrows, the pituitary gland. In that, you can make war. War on what? War on the lower nature. You can now start the process of self-evaluation. The anterior and the posterior lobe of the pituitary gland that sets the normal stability of metabolism in the body can now wage a war against disease or self-pollution. If the metabolism is in balance, you are in a state of what? Health. Homeostasis, balance. Divine harmony. Put it in a state of conflict, and what have we got? Disease, pollution, self-destruction. You get it now? Your whole mechanism is already telling you that. Now, that is also the master gland in the body. It's a workhorse too. But it's the workhorse of the spirit. Where is the heart of the workhorse of the body?
His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on
good, the third eye. Everybody has a flame of fire. Ever see the third eye of Shiva? There's a story about Shiva and the third eye. When he was married to his wife Parvati, he had a son. The son came in just at the time when the daddy embracing mother. And for that, he shot out the light out of his eyes and burned out his head. And the mother said, why did you do that? You is your son. Okay. The first thing that comes along, I'll take that one's head and put it in here. And give him back a head. And along came an elephant. And the sheep will look at it. And the head of the elephant fell off and took it and stuck it in his son's head. And from that day on, he was known as Ganesh, the Lord of Good Fortune. These are symbols in our own makeup. The Orientals are very, very wonderful people in using symbols for their revelations of the spirit to carry on the drama of the 49 signs. In the cosmic drama, the fire goes up in the eye. You know, in the olden days, they say, watch out for that wicked eye, evil eye. Nobody could die. It's so funny, everything can be evil or bad, nobody thinks of the good eye. You ever think of it? You ever hear of the good eye? No one talks of the good eye, no one talks of the evil eye. Yet more good eyes are working in the world to save us than the evil eye. The chances of running the evil eye is 1 per billion. And compared to the good eye that's working.
And on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
What is the crown? The crown is the jewel within the lotus. Unless you study Buddhism, you can understand the crown. Hail to the jewel within the lotus. What is the jewel within the lotus? Something that is far beyond the 1,000 petal lotus. And it's called a rose. And the name across the forehead is written with no end of that the will name of God given to you at initiation. And it must only be repeated in the state of the mind and the tongue that must move. That's why you say it's sacred. Hallowed be thy name. It's written on the forehead of the soul. The name of the Lord is there already. But you cannot repeat it with the tongue in a spoken way. When you do that, it's just a greeting. For it to have the full potential of elevating and opening up the soul, you have to hallow it. That means you have to repeat it without moving the tongue. But the name has to be given to you. It's called a lost word in masonry. They're still looking for it. They haven't found it yet. Spiritual initiates have got it, but I don't think they're using it. I don't see it in their faces sometimes. They're busy looking for something else. Believe me, the crown is not a life belt alone. It's more than a life belt and more than a crown. It's the divine scepter of protection. The holy name will get you through where everything else fails. That is you know the name of the Lord. For his soul shall be magnified in all glorification of his spirit. Then this being the Lord and the Lord, but he shall surely be born up and find self-destruction in the spirit. This is a quotation from some ancient doctors who never recognized it.
Made thee, O star of my life, I have made thee. the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. So do thou, my Lord. So do thou, my Lord. Thou and I never apart. Thou and I never apart. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. So do thou, my Lord. So do thou, my Lord. Thou and I never apart. Thou and I never apart. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. Wave of the sea, dissolve in the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea.
Make me the sea,
oh, make me the sea. Make me the sea, oh, make me the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea. I am a bubble, make me the sea.
To me, will my days fly away?
seeing thee, my Lord, would my days fly away. Without seeing thee, my Lord, night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day, night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Door of my heart, open wide, I keep for thee. Door of my heart, open wide, I keep for thee. Wilt thou come, wilt thou come, just for once come to me? Wilt thou come, wilt thou come, just for once come to me? Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Door of my heart, open wide, I keep for thee. Door of my heart, open wide, I keep for thee. Wilt thou come, wilt thou come, just for once come to me? Wilt thou come, just for once come to me? Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Will my days fly away without seeing thee, my Lord? Night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day. Night and day, night and day, I look for thee, night and day.
words for that one.
Shine on you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way home. Open my eyes that I may see visions of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hand the wonderful key that will unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy I've got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I've got the joy down in my heart, down in my heart to stay. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart, down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I've got the love of Swami Nityananda down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the love of Swami Nityananda down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the love of Master Sharon Singh down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I've got the love of Bhagavan Gandhi down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart, I've got the love of Yogananda down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Down in my heart, down in my heart, I've got the love of Babaji down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay.
Come on,
down in my heart.
I just didn't
love. Down in my heart, I've got the love of
Babaji.
Down in my heart to stay.
Down in my heart, down in my heart, I've got the love of Swami Nityananda down in my heart, down in my heart to stay.
Y'all want to try the love that makes the world go round? See if you can do it in the world.
I'll follow you. Go ahead.
I don't think this is done.
It's love that makes the world go round. It's love, it's love, it's love that makes the world go round. It's love, 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 love. Joy, it's joy, it's joy that makes the world go round. It's joy, it's joy, it's joy that makes the world go round. It's joy, 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 joy. Peace, it's peace. Peace that makes the world go round. It's peace, peace, it's peace that makes the world go round. It's peace, 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 peace. Bliss, bliss, bliss that makes the world go round. It's bliss, bliss,
bliss that makes the world go round. Bliss, 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 bliss.
Saviour, Saviour, Saviour that makes the world go round. Saviour, Saviour, Saviour that makes the world go round. Saviour, 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 Saviour. It's friends, it's friends, it's friends that makes the world go round. It's friends, it's friends, it's friends that makes the world go round. It's friends, 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 friends. It's God, it's God, it's God that makes the world go round. It's God, it's God.